WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky has been listening to some of the town halls that have happened so far in Pennsylvania, and he is with us now to tell us more about them. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Michelle.
Okay, so we know that Pennsylvania is an important swing state. President Trump won the state in last year's presidential election, and Biden won before that, and it's home to some key competitive House races happening next year. So what have you been hearing so far about how much people care about this issue?
Well, Republicans in a couple of those key swing districts you mentioned have already held telephone town halls this week. One of them, Scott Perry, won his South Central district last year by only around 1%, and he responded to a question about the Epstein files by saying he's been, quote, out front on calling for more details.
I have requested the files. I have requested that the DOJ, and you can see the letter publicly, that the DOJ release the files. Not only that, that they also provide a special prosecutor.
Ryan McKenzie, a freshman representative in another swing district, had a very similar response.
So the House recess just started, but are we seeing the same thing happen in other states?
Well, yeah. For example, Representative Eli Crane of Arizona, who supports a bipartisan resolution calling for the release of the records, said this during his own telephone town hall this week, with thanks to KJZZ's Michelle Marisco for getting this audio.
I believe transparency should be the hallmark of every administration, whether they're Democrat or Republican.
Now, Crane won his seat by 9 points in last year's election, so he's probably not particularly vulnerable going into 2026. But he is on a list of a few dozen Republicans Democrats think they can beat.
So, you know, we've seen this issue reveal some divisions within the Republican Party. What about Democrats? How are Democrats focusing on this in Pennsylvania where you are?
Well, I called Representative Summer Lee, who represents the Pittsburgh area here in Pennsylvania, and led a bipartisan panel effort to subpoena the DOJ files. And here's what she said.
There's so much, you know, that's vying for, you know, Americans' attention. And yet they were not distracted in this moment from this particular promise that Trump did not fulfill, right? They were not willing to turn away from this one.
Now, Lee added, there's plenty of other concerns for voters to be focused on right now, like cuts to Medicaid and federal agencies. But she says Republicans are, you know, just going to have to answer to their own voters on this issue.
And do you have a sense of whether these responses are likely to satisfy their constituents' concerns?
Well, since these were telephone town halls, we didn't really get to hear how people reacted. But I reached out to Sam Chen, who has run several Republican congressional campaigns, who said that the responses probably won't be helpful to those who are not President Trump.
Yeah, we call him Teflon Don for a reason, and it doesn't seem like anything really sticks to him. Trump-like candidates don't have his kind of Teflon-ness when they campaign, and so a lot of them lose. That's a very unique thing to the president.
And this is just the beginning of a summer break for Congress, so we still have weeks to go to see how it shakes out.
That is WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky. Carmen, thank you.
Thank you.